hey, but, you know, besides still waters.
Yeah.
And we have to quiet ourselves, I think.
Yeah.
Get the noise of the world out.
Well, lest anybody should think we're talking about mantras and things like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about getting our spirit quiet before the Lord.
That's exactly.
It's not vain repetitions. It's focused repetition where we're kind of mulling it over. We're
right.
Driving it like hitting a nail deep into the hard wood of our spirit.
That's exactly. You know, yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. I mean, it's not. We're not going off to some place in the far off east. You know, we're
exactly.
We're reclaiming. I think Christian men need to reclaim meditation and prayer, you know, for what it was, for what God really intends for it to be, to focus on His Word, His Spirit, His call, His voice. I mean, to make something obedient to Christ is to focus on following Christ and being like Christ.
Well, this is part of the nature of spiritual warfare, the fundamental nature of spiritual warfare. And it's impossible to be a man of valor without being a man of spiritual warfare and becoming victorious. This is how you do it. And then there's another thing, just very quickly, you talk about making your fantasies obedient to Christ. I'll bet that's going to speak to a lot of men. Making your fantasies obedient to Christ.
Exactly. And I can, you know, this is a very central point to the book, but every fantasy that I've ever heard, and I've heard thousands, Chuck, are really a desire of the heart. And it's our solution. I think if I think money or sex or whatever is going to satisfy the desire of my heart, that's my stuff. Making them obedient to Christ is to make them obedient to the will and the vision of God for us.
Well, here it is from God Himself and the psalmist David. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Friend, is your heart fixed? Are you taking every thought captive? Are you becoming a man of valor? I hope so. $12, Taking Every Thought Captive. If you want all three of these books, Becoming a Man of Valor, Taking Every Thought Captive, and The Seven Princes of Highly Accountable Men, $36 plus $4 postage and handling. Get them on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. I believe you'll be blessed and strengthened. Thanks for joining us here today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I hope that's your testimony.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of retired Lieutenant Colonel Roger Charles, who was investigated along with one of his cohorts, the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, I believe there's a great deal that you've never heard about the Oklahoma City bombing, and certainly Roger Charles has had a great deal of opportunity to go through the evidence that was made available eventually to the defense, really hundreds of hours, thousands of pages of material. They've certainly been in contact with Terry Nichols, written to him repeatedly to get his views of what really happened. And I think if you read the recent book that they've put out on the Oklahoma City bombing, you'll realize that there's been a conscious effort to conceal a great deal of the truth about what really happened there in 1995 on April 19th. Colonel Charles, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's an honor to be with you again, sir.
Why don't you just give us your view, an overview of what you found as you went through all that material that was provided to the defense, what you've learned with numerous interviews with Terry Nichols and the others. What's your final impression?
I mean, certainly Timothy McVeigh was... Well, sir, at the beginning there, this was a corrupted, limited investigation. It was a false picture presented to the American people by the federal government, particularly the Justice Department, which was in charge of the investigation, and they directed the FBI to ignore certain leads that are just, I mean, it's just mind-boggling to see the blatant corruption of what should have been an honest and full investigation. I have some ideas as to why that happened. I'll be glad to discuss that with you and let your listeners decide the merits of my case. There is no question, I think, and in the book we present, I believe, a compelling case that this was not a complete and honest investigation. Not all the perpetrators of this terrible crime were apprehended, and that was not by accident. They were intentionally given a free pass.
Well, now, who were the perpetrators, and why would the government have protected people who murdered 168 Americans? Why would they let them off?
I think it's a very simple answer to that question, sir, and it's because the government had some prior notice, some prior warning, prior knowledge of a threat against federal buildings in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa. I'm not sure that we can say precisely that they knew the exact hour. I think there's more evidence that they knew the day. They certainly, I think, there is evidence that they knew that something was more likely to happen in Oklahoma City than in Tulsa. And once the bomb went off, and I want to say right now, do not believe that the federal government...
Go right ahead.
I think they wanted to prevent it. Competence and probably arrogance and maybe in just an element of bad luck failed to prevent the bombing. Once McVeigh had detonated the bomb and did the damage and killed all those people in the Murrow Building and a few people in the surrounding area there, but had to decide our incompetence.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching Osteo FX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, I guess, of course, is Lieutenant Colonel of Roger Charles, and basically he says that it's his contention that the government knew the attack was coming, or they knew an attack was coming. They knew it involved a Nazi center called Elohim City, and they knew, certainly, because they had informants in that, and of course it's Colonel Charles' contention that they did not want, the government did not want to admit that they knew the attack was coming. Now, Elohim City was basically a Nazi center, a neo-Nazi center, where, of course, all these people who hated America were. The only trouble was it was run by a Reverend Millar, who worked for the FBI. Why would the government be actually running a neo-Nazi center when his own man was in charge of it, Robert Millar?
Well, I would like to just ask your readers to, if they can recall the recent case of a fellow named Whitey Bulger, an FBI top echelon informant out of Boston, and the FBI thought they were running him. They thought, you know, their handlers, that he was under their control. And it turned out he was actually running the FBI handlers. And I believe the same thing with Millar. Dr. Stan, I believe Robert Millar was a crafty, cunning operative. He was getting more information from his FBI handlers than he was providing them. But they were fat, dumb, and happy, thinking that they had this insight into this heart of this neo-Nazi compound, when in reality, he was finding out by their questions and so on what their interests were, who was of interest, who was not of interest. He was getting a lot more information from them, his FBI handlers, than he was providing back.
Well,
I think it was a case of him running them, and when in, they thought they were controlling him.
Now, who was Andy Strassmeyer? Why is he so vitally important to this whole issue? Who
well,
is
Andy
Kirk
Strassmeyer,
Lyons, and why is he so important to this whole issue?
He was a German operative sent over here by the German government with the acquiescence of the American government, I believe, to penetrate the American neo-Nazi movement and assist what became a combined U.S.-German operation to disrupt, if not to sever, the communications between the American neo-Nazi movement and the German neo-Nazi movement. And Gerhard Schroeder, the chancellor of Germany in the late 90s, was quoted, I believe it was in the Financial Times, as saying the number one threat to German economic and political stability was the neo-Nazi movement. And it was being supported by the United States neo-Nazis. So although the German government had a lot of pressure and a lot of laws it could bring to bear on the neo-Nazi movement in Germany, it was unable to keep large amounts of Nazi literature out of Germany. This literature could not be published, printed in Germany. It was being printed and published in the United States and shipped to Europe, where it was then taken into Germany. And the German government was fit to be tied. And in December of 1993, the new FBI director named Louis Freeh made his first trip overseas, and he went to Germany. And this is all documented in news reports at the time. And at the end of his meetings in Germany, he announced an agreement between his own agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and its German counterpart, in which they would work together to disrupt and sever the bonds between American neo-Nazis and German neo-Nazis.
And of course, Andy Strassmeyer was a German agent who had was working there at this American Nazi camp. He was in close contact, certainly, and there was a relationship between he and Timothy McVeigh. What was the relationship between Timothy McVeigh and this man who was the German German agent, Andreas Strassmeyer? What was the relationship between them?
Well, the government, our government, admitted in the trials in Denver in 1997 and on into early 1998 that Strassmeyer and McVeigh had met in the spring of 1993 at a gun show in Tulsa, Oklahoma. LAM City was just a short distance from Tulsa. And supposedly that was the only meeting. Now, there was also a phone call that the government admitted took place on the 5th of April of 1995, 2 weeks to the day before the bombing, where McVeigh, using the Daryl Bridges phone record, calling card, placed a call to Elohim City, and when the FBI interviewed some people, found out that the message from McVeigh had been that he wanted to speak to Andy Strassmeyer, who was not present, so the message left was, "Tell Andy I'll be passing through soon." And what we have discovered, and my co-author and I, in our research, is that the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had, in fact, knowledge that McVeigh had visited Elohim City. This information was withheld from the trial, that McVeigh had visited there, probably using an alias, and that most likely was the Tim Tuttle alias. There's no evidence that he was seen there at Elohim City using his own name. But so you also have Morris Dees, the director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, at a public venue in Denver, saying that his organization knew that McVeigh had visited Elohim City several times. My former partner, who died, unfortunately, in 2007, John Cash, had a number of local Oklahoma law enforcement officials, state and county, that had told him that their informants had knowledge and had passed to them information, which you have to think went on to the FBI, that Tim McVeigh had, in fact, visited Elohim City on several occasions. So the government's version was that McVeigh and Strassmeyer met very briefly one time in the spring of 1993 at a gun show, traded a few items, exchanged some items, and that was it, and there was no other direct association. And the phone call from McVeigh to Elohim City that I mentioned had not gone to Strassmeyer, so McVeigh did not speak to Strassmeyer at that point. But we have this other serious evidence, which we document in the book, that McVeigh and Strassmeyer had a much more deep association, were more familiar with each other. And, of course, Strassmeyer, when my co-author went to Germany to interview him, denied it. But I think the record that we document would make any reasonable person think that Mr. Strassmeyer is not telling the truth, and that he and McVeigh were much more intimately acquainted than the government has ever dared admit.
Well, of course, there was this fellow of Kirk Lyons. Kirk Lyons was supposedly this vicious, a neo-Nazi, hate America individual. Basically, my impression, having met Kirk Lyons, he was the man who smuggled Strassmeyer out of the United States. I always felt he was simply playing a game. He was really a government agent, focusing our attention. Oh, the Nazis are real. The real enemy, whereas actually he was a government agent, American government agent, who was actually working with Strassmeyer, helped him to get back to Germany. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
Well, Doctor, that's an excellent point, because I have, and this is not in the book, because of just we had to be careful about what we chose as priority information to present, but I have a state law enforcement official from the South who's intimately acquainted with Mr. Lyons, and his conclusion after years of observation and research is that Mr. Lyons is some sort of an operative of the federal government. That's the only explanation for his record over 20 years.
And he was, it happened to be my home of sitting right across from where I'm sitting tonight on the evening of the 19th of April, 1995, because he had inserted himself into the Waco bombing as supposedly the friend of the Davidians. He wasn't there in my estimation. He was there to prevent them from having any effective legal representation. As so often happens, if you have a case, an important case, somebody will come along and offer to represent you for nothing because they believe in your cause. They're pro-American. They're waving the flag. But, of course, they're not there to help you. They're there to make sure that nothing effective gets accomplished. Now, why did the government want to send an innocent woman to prison and destroy her life? And that was a Carol Howe. She was a woman who, of course, had infiltrated Elohim City for the government, risked her life for the government. She was a loyal patriot, and they ended up charging with being a terrorist, charging with being part of this movement. They wanted to send her to prison for 20 or 30 years. She was totally innocent. Why would they do something like that, and how many other times did they try to send innocent people to prison?
Well, that's an excellent point. And in her case, it was a very simple reason, sir, and that is they wanted to shut her up during the trials of McVeigh and Nichols in federal court in Denver. And they moved to indict her. They had indicted her boyfriend shortly after raid on their Tulsa home in mid-December of 1996, and they waited until, I believe it was early March, before they amended the indictment to include Carol Howe. This would be March of 1997.
I'm going to ask you to hold that topic, because I think there's so many important issues here the American people have never heard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Stan, certainly talking to Colonel Roger Charles. He, of course, was with the Marine Corps for many years. He's been out of the Marine Corps now for 22 years. Been doing a lot of investigative reporting. And, of course, I simply asked him the question, does it disturb you that the government was willing to send an innocent woman, Carol Howe, to prison for 20 or 30 years just to cover up certain things they didn't want the American people to know? And as Colonel Charles says, yes. And not only that, he pointed out that he was working for one of the major networks. They had a story on Colonel Howe. And certainly pressure was put on Peter Jennings and people within the media not to allow that program, which was all set to air, not to allow it out because they don't want the American people to know that they would send certainly innocent people to prison to cover up for whatever reason. And Colonel Charles was just saying that it seems that the purpose of government in many ways seems to be to help certain groups and ladle out large sums of money to favored contractors. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid that that's just the reality that I've watched all too closely, and I think it's gotten worse, and I'm concerned about the future of our nation.
I am, too. This is why I do what I do. Now, what about Terry Nichols? You had an opportunity to talk to, or at least to correspond with Terry Nichols. Basically, what did he say about was there any government involvement or at least a suggestion? There may have been some government knowingly knew this was coming down the line, the things he'd gotten from Timothy McVeigh. How much are you at liberty to talk about that?
Well, I think it's an excellent point, Doctor, and Terry Nichols, one of the primary reasons that he agreed to share a great deal of information and to correspond with me on this point and with questions that my co-author and I would agree upon and I would submit to Terry. And it was about 100,000. I just looked it up a few days ago. It was over 100,000 words of correspondence from Terry Nichols over a period of a couple of years. But one of the primary motivating factors for his willingness to do this was that he's convinced that a government operative, he is convinced this fellow named Roger Moore is a government operative. Roger Moore is discussed at some length in our book. I think a reasonable person would look at the evidence that we present and say he's being protected by somebody high up in the government. That's almost a certainty. I mean, you cannot look at the numbers of investigations that have been started against this fella and then stopped when they progressed to a certain point.
And Roger Moore was deeply involved with this bombing, wasn't he?
He was deeply involved with Timothy McVeigh. Terry Nichols says, and McVeigh has, in his statements to his own defense team, confirmed that Roger Moore was the source of some explosives, a binary explosive called Kinestick, that Nichols says was used in the detonation system that they built for the bomb in the Ryder truck that destroyed the Murrow building. Now, I have to add, Doctor, that having been around military explosives and demolitions and knowing a little bit about it, far from an expert, but I know enough to say that the Kinestick was not needed to have detonated the bomb because Nichols and McVeigh had robbed a quarry in Marion, Kansas the first weekend of October of 1994 and got several hundred pounds of plastic explosive and hundreds of detonators, blasting caps, both electric and non-electric. So they did not need this Kinestick to set off the ammonium nitrate fuel with the nitromethane mixed in with the ammonium nitrate prills. But the fact that they had received this, that McVeigh had received this Kinestick from Roger Moore, according to Terry Nichols, and by the way, in 2005, when Nichols had told a fellow inmate at the Supermax Federal Penitentiary in Florence, Colorado, that there still were explosives buried in the crawl space under his Harrington, Kansas home that the FBI had searched four times and not found, and that space.
Go right ahead.
Kinestick explosives, and it's interesting that when the FBI did recover those in 2005, 10 years after the bombing, they refused to release the fingerprint analysis on the materials that were recovered.
Why are they still covering up after all this time? There must be a lot that the high government officials don't want the American people to know about the murder of 168 American citizen. We're going to be back in just a moment with Colonel Roger Charles.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576.
Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Really, what's so significant is that Colonel Charles and his fellow investigators have spent a great deal of time with Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols had taken several trips to the Philippines, and certainly he would come back to the States. He would go. He was trying to stay away from McVeigh. He really didn't want to be involved in this, but according to Nichols, why McVeigh threatened him and his wife and his family if he tried to back out. And suddenly Nichols had taken a number of trips to Philippines. He would come back. He would certainly no one would know where he is. He'd be at a state park. He'd be someplace. And suddenly Timothy McVeigh would show up. There was no way in the world Timothy McVeigh would know where he was, but Timothy McVeigh always knew where Terry Nichols was, almost as if, well, did you get sort of an eerie feeling as he told you this, as if there was another force involved that allowed Timothy McVeigh to track Terry Nichols wherever he went?
Well, yes, sir. That was one of several disturbing elements that we discovered in the course of doing research for the book. One of the other disturbing elements was that McVeigh and Nichols used from about September of 1994 until the bombing, a Daryl Bridges phone card where they put money in advance through postal money order purchases to an account, and they would put $50 or $100 into this account, and it would be credited to this phone card that they could use. And for 25 cents a minute, they could go to any payphone and call anywhere they wanted to, basically. And so this was much better than trying to carry around a bag full of quarters all the time. So and it was cheaper. So somehow the U.S. Secret Service received a printout of the calling activity to that Daryl Bridges phone card account 2 days after the bombing. It would have been on the 21st of April, Friday afternoon, and we have a copy of the fax that was transmitted from the telecommunications company in California that maintained the records, and it's dated about or timed about 3:39 p.m. On that Friday, and yet the government story at the trial, this document was never turned over to the defense teams for the federal trials, by the way, but the government's version put out at the trials in Denver was that this existence of this Daryl Bridges phone card was not known until it was discovered, the records of it were discovered at Terry Nichols' home in Harrington when it was searched on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd of April. So they just ignored and did not talk about how the Secret Service was able to begin to analyze the records and had a printout of all the calling card activity Friday afternoon, the 21st, when, again, according to the version put out by the government, The government found out about the card Saturday or Sunday when they found records in Nicholas Harrington, Kansas home. So this was a huge indicator to me, sir, that there was some other force at work here.
There was another force, and basically because it is our contention that we have a very compartmentalized government. Most of our people in our government are loyal, patriotic Americans, but there seems to be another force there. Did you ever get this feeling as you investigated? There is another force there that's little known to the average American, that's certainly little known to the average government employee, that seems to be have a different agenda. Did you ever get that feeling?
Absolutely. And let me just say, the way they're able to manipulate the system is very, very few of the people in the investigation knew more than just the little piece that they were personally involved in. And this is true for the FBI agents in particular. They knew they were told to go out and interview somebody about this motel record, or go see somebody that may have seen McVeigh and Nichols at this restaurant, or somebody may have seen McVeigh at this gun show. And so that specific agent knew a little bit of the puzzle, but it had no need to know. And you know, they had enough to deal with on their assigned mission. They didn't need to worry about the bigger picture. Other people supposedly were doing that. So you have a lot of people that were focused on very small segments of this story. And they know, a lot of them know, that there's something not right about their little piece. But it wasn't enough by itself, in and of itself, to tell them, to demonstrate to them that something was really kinky here. And so as you go up the management levels and you get up to the higher levels, there are fewer and fewer people that would see more and more of these pieces that would then know the fuller story. So there are hundreds of people out there, maybe a few thousand even, federal employees that know there's something not quite right about the little piece of the puzzle of the investigation that they were personally involved in. But their job was just to work that little piece. Somebody else's job was to put the pieces together, come up with a prosecution for the trials in Denver and so on. So I'm hopeful that when some of these folks read our book, that they will see some things that will then maybe encourage them to come forward, and we could get some justice for the 168 people that were killed in this heinous crime, because that justice has so far been denied.
Well, now, you mentioned that it was something very important happened in January, and suddenly I could be wrong with the date, but basically Nichols had just come back from the Philippines. He anticipated that McVeigh would have used the explosives that got together long before that. The bombing was supposed to have been in the latter part of Sydney in 1994. And basically, Nichols was surprised that McVeigh had not done the bombing in January. What was that all about? And what did Nichols say when, what did McVeigh say when Nichols asked him, why didn't you go ahead and do the bombing here?
Well, let me answer that question, the last question first, and then I'll get back to the first part of it. But, and again, this is Terry Nichols. I'm not saying this is that we've confirmed this. This is not in the book, but Nichols, since you asked, sir, I'll answer the question. Terry Nichols says that when he's got back from the Philippines in mid-January of 1995, 3 months before the bombing, and McVeigh's in Las Vegas almost as soon as he is, somehow knows he's there, Nichols says something, well, you know, I was gone, and Nichols expected something to have happened on either Thanksgiving or Christmas of 1994, or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, the 94, 95, 31 December or 1 January, and nothing happened, so he came back in mid-January, and he asked McVeigh, well, I expected something to happen. What's happened? And McVeigh, and what the lawyers might characterize as a spontaneous declaration, curses and says, pots changed the time. and referring to the deputy, what later became that spring, the deputy director of the FBI, a guy named Larry Potts. Now, I don't have any independent confirmation of that at all. Mr. Potts has chosen not to speak to my co-author or any other journalist that I know of about this matter. But I'm just saying that Terry Nichols reports that that's what Tim McVeigh said. And what I would like to have is a completely independent, transparent, professional investigation of the entire bombing circumstances and get to the answers for some of these questions. And by the way, Danny Colson, a retired senior, very senior FBI agent who was one of the lead field investigators, one of the four lead field investigators sent in by Director Louis Free to Oklahoma City. Danny Colson has come out subsequently in the last few years and asked, recommended that a federal prosecutor, special prosecutor be assigned and a special federal grand jury be assigned to try to get to the bottom of what really happened in the Oklahoma City bombing. So that's one of the people that does know a lot about it, and he's made that request.
And, of course, this is why your book is so important, because, of course, it draws our attention back to that episode. And, of course, this was a forerunner, I believe, of what happened on September 11th, 2001, just about 5 years later. Now, basically, you know, how can people get hold of copies of your book?
Well, you know, they can certainly go to their local independent bookstore, which I promote. I'm a big supporter of that vanishing type of small business, the independent bookstore. But like most people, I get busy, and I also like to save money on occasion, and I do use Amazon.com, and I also use Barnes & Noble. But Amazon.com has a very complete summary of the book with an index and some sample recordings for the audio version, and I would say that's probably the best place to check the book out before you make a decision whether you're going to buy it or not.
And what is the title? Inconvenient Truth?
Oklahoma City, What the Investigation Missed, and Why It Still Matters.
One more time, the title.
Oklahoma City, What the Investigation Missed, and Why It Still Matters.
And why does it still matter? I mean, after all, it was a long time ago, and, you know, and Tim McVeigh is dead, and... So why is it, from your point of view, as an as a patriotic American who's given his life and for his country, why is it important we re-examine what happened there on April 19th, 1995, and try to find out if somebody, if the murderers are still on the loose and there were other people involved besides Tim McVeigh and Terry Nichols?
Well, sir, as you just alluded to, I think a strong case can be made, and we make it in our book, I believe, that had a complete and full investigation, a fair investigation, been conducted at Oklahoma City bombing, changes would have been made in the use of information and the sharing of information among federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies, and those changes well could have, and I believe would have, personally, I believe they would have prevented 9-11 from taking place. The Presidential Commission that was convened after 9-11 made abundantly clear that the firewalls, as they're called, the these artificial barriers that are created where different agencies pretend I have a secret, not pretend, they play the game. I've got a secret and you can't know it. And they forget that they're all supposed to be working for the common good, for the general welfare of the entire nation, and not trying to just promote their own institutional advance. And I think had Oklahoma City been looked at in the proper light and the proper lessons been drawn, again, my personal opinion, 9/11 would not have taken place.
Oh, no. What does Terry Nichols say? Why did he go along with this? He was concerned about excessive government control, but didn't he know? I mean, certainly you don't do anything about wicked people in government by killing 168 innocent American citizens. Why did he go along with this? Was he so filled with hatred for humanity that he wanted them all dead? Didn't he just get away from this whole thing? Go over to the Philippines and stay there or even turn Timothy McVeigh in?
Well, he certainly wishes now that he had taken a different path. He, at the time, was concerned that McVeigh's threats, and he believed McVeigh was certainly someone who would act on these threats. These were not idle threats, that they had seriousness behind them, and that McVeigh's threats to kill Nichols' family. Nichols could have taken his Filipino wife and their child to the Philippines, but that would still have left his parents, although they're divorced, a couple brothers. He had a child by the woman in Las Vegas. He had every reason to be concerned about their safety, and I think he's still concerned about their safety. To be perfectly frank, Doctor, that I think Terry Nichols knows more than he is related. He was a huge help. He gave us a lot of new information, but he would not talk about the other people involved, with the exception of Roger Moore. Now, it may be that he did not know any more than that, but I believe that there's reason to think that he did. But he believed that the threat, not just for McVeigh, McVeigh was certainly the one who showed him his pistol and said, you know what I do to people that don't cooperate.
And basically, Terry Nichols was threatened by Timothy McVeigh if he didn't go along. Is that it?
Yes, sir. And the threat that meant more to, had more effect on Nichols, was the threat to Nichols' family.
So basically, where did Nichols get his money? I mean, he was taking several trips over to the Philippines. He wasn't working most of the time. And the question has always been in my mind, where did Terry Nichols get his money? Even more, where did Timothy McVeigh get his money? He wasn't working most of the time, so he was getting money from someone or someone.
Well, in Terry Nichols' case, he had a fair amount of money from a sale of some property in Michigan that he had a nest egg squirreled away. He had quit using banks. It was all cash or gold coins or silver coins and so on. But he had a nest egg set aside that he drew down. The issue is McVeigh, who had no such nest egg, where did he get his money? Well, there's, I think, evidence that McVeigh very likely could have received money from a group of neo-Nazi bank robbers. They robbed over 22 banks in the Midwest, and I believe they had also robbed at least one armored car, although the government went out of its way to ignore that possibility. Another example of the government not wanting to reveal some interesting information about just how these neo-Nazis were coordinating and working with each other, and I think sharing money. I believe McVeigh likely got some money from these guys. And then there was the robbery.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you there. You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment, because Timothy McVeigh had lots of money. He was getting it from the bank robbers. What were these people? Were they simply another front for something else? Well, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Shoot, go right ahead.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Christopher Morris. Questions and answers as far as the Oklahoma City bombing. I would simply point out that there's a book out. It was written by a gentleman I've interviewed in the past. His name was Jim Keith. He wrote a book called OK Bomb, in which he tells that Timothy McVeigh had written a letter to his sister, Jennifer, saying that he, Timothy McVeigh, was involved with a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. Now, Jim Keith, the man who wrote the book, died under very mysterious circumstances after a minor surgical procedure. I probably have done 1,000 of those procedures. I never had a young person die after one of them, but Jim Keith did, which of course could happen. But of course, then shortly after that, his publisher dies, and shortly after that, his wife dies. Maybe that's all just coincidence, or maybe it isn't. Certainly, Jesse Trenton, who is Timothy, Terry Nichols' lawyer, Trenton, had told me personally that Terry Nichols told him that Timmy McVeigh had said he was part of a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. Timothy McVeigh was in the death row there in Colorado, he told his cellmate, David Hammer, that he was involved with a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. David Hammer wrote a book, A Secret Worth Dying For. You can buy it on Amazon, A Secret Worth Dying For. So here's three statements by McVeigh that he was involved with a secret special forces unit involved with illegal activity, and of course, Timothy McVeigh told David Hammer, the only way I'm going to get out of here is to be executed. The only way I'm ever going to get out of here is to be executed. And of course, we know he was executed, we were told he was executed, except there was a woman who attended the execution who made the statement on the radio. Gee, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. There was a gentleman, wrote a book called Ride a Pale Horse. His name was William Cooper. He was a talk show host I used to interview. I don't interview him anymore because a SWAT team went out and killed him. William Cooper, a SWAT team went out and killed him because he kept playing over and over and over again on his program, the recording, "I didn't know you kept breathing after we're dead." We don't have all the answers, but we have got a lot of questions, and you've never heard the full story of what really happened at the Oklahoma City bombing. I'm firmly convinced, of course, that had you, well, we never would have had the attack on the World Trade Center, and those buildings coming down were controlled demolition. If you haven't, certainly heard our 2-4 tape sets on 911, or our 4 tape set on why did the buildings come down, where you'd like to hear my interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of the attack, who said, of course, there was a stand-down order for Rumsfeld so that our fighter planes were not to go up and intercept the planes, that there were at least a half a dozen different exercises this morning that simulated hijacking of American planes and crashing them into buildings. And Leo Chavez, Sergeant Leo Chavez, disappeared after being on my program, never to be heard from again. But to my knowledge, I've never been able to track him down. I've tried very hard. And, of course, there so many unanswered questions. If you certainly want to get some of the DVDs we have, I think the best one is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. If you watch the Twin Towers come down, you'll notice the tops of the buildings just vaporize. There were over 1,000 bodies that vaporized. They've never found any part of them. How would a pancake collapse? Can you vaporize human bodies? And the cement, please pray. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Because those people who speak out on issues like this, well, sometimes they end up just like Mr. William Cooper did. Oh. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. At this point, our next guest is Barry Shamish, who is certainly an Israeli citizen who's been investigating corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government for 30 years. And then because he was getting so close to the very center of the evil that I believe permeates the highest levels of the Israeli government, there were threats on Barry's life, and he was forced to come to the United States. And so, with that as a background, of course, we'll ask Barry Shamish, who usually is with us once a week. We try to get him on to bring us up to date with what's really going on over in Israel today. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, you go right ahead and tell us what's going on over there as far as Israel is concerned.
Well, I have to redo an explanation because it's so important. I had a practice run last week, but it was just so complicated. And I've simplified it, I hope. Look, Israel has what is called a unity government. That is because Kadima, which, by the way, has more seats than Likud, but not enough to form a government by itself, it has joined the Likud making of 120 seats in the Knesset, 94 are now government seats. So it sounds like Israel's got a really strong government, and nothing could be further from the truth, and I'm going to try and sort this out. Now, the reason, ultimately, the reason for this new unity government was the Supreme Court. The government took a case to the Supreme Court where a neighborhood of Migron, a settlement that is supposed to be evacuated, bulldozed this August. Now, the court was asked to give the government another 90 days not to just give the settlers 90 days to breathe. All right, give them a spare 90 days. Look, if I were living in the house of Migron, I could care less if it's going to be destroyed in August or October. But that's what the government asked for because they were about to call elections. They were about to dissolve the Knesset and call elections.
Now, I think it's important, Barry, though, that people have to understand that these are settlers. Many of them have lived in these sections of Judea and Samaria for many years. They have nice homes there. And now the government wants to just force them out of their homes and bulldoze the homes down.
Well,
with the idea that they belong to the Palestinians, the property was taken illegally from the Palestinians, and to appease the Palestinians, they're going to simply tear down the homes. And the Supreme Court has said that's what's going to happen. Is that a fairly accurate appraisal of what's going to happen?
Yeah, I would say the last part is the most important. It was not a government decision, so to speak. It was a Supreme Court decision. Look, what happens is an Arab shows up and claims that he owned the land, and without really, it happened in Hebron twice this month that they pulled out a few hundred people. Oops, I hear that music.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, this is a very bone of contention. A lot of Israelis say, look, we've been there for 50 years, and now you simply want to...
Well, they were only there for 13 years.
Well, I know, but Israel claimed that land, and they since the Palestinians abandoned it?
Well, again, you go to the Israeli Supreme Court, right, and you're an Arab, and you win the case. Right. And then the settlers get evacuated.
I see. And what do the settlers get any compensation for their homes?
Nothing. They have to pay their mortgages to the banks. That's my book, Bye Bye Gaza, explains how they were totally, totally screwed by the government.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Independent government today. Basically, the organization which runs Israel certainly is the Supreme Court. I would simply point out that if you go to Israel, you will find on the side of the Supreme Court building a strange-looking logo. It is a triangle that contains a glorified eye.
It's not on the side, it's on the roof.
It's on the roof. I've saw it looking out to one of the windows there. So.
There's every Masonic symbol in the world, but the all-seeing eye in the pyramid is on the roof
all
of
right,
the
fine.
Supreme Court.
Anyway, they have the Masonic symbol of Sunday there on the roof of the Supreme Court building, and the Supreme Court is passing laws. It's making laws over there, and the government, now do you think the government is going to be able in any way to negate this if they can just put off the evacuation or not?
Well, it's more than just evacuation. It's overturning the unspoken government of Israel, which is the Supreme Court. And are they going to win? No. I don't think they're going to win. There are old-fashioned Likud members who want to put an end to the Supreme Court. And they think they can do it by legalizing Migron. They'll find out that after they legalize, they'll pass a law, Migron will be legalized, and then in will come the Supreme Court and decide that they don't like this issue one little bit, and they're going to override the law, and in will come the army and carry out the evacuation. Now, as strange as that may sound, that is exactly what's happening in Israel. The government is powerless against the Supreme Court. Now, the fact that Migron is the issue, where the old-fashioned Likud, and there aren't many of them left, but there are enough to scare Netanyahu into bringing in Kadima into his government. Now, again, you have to understand that Netanyahu has a lot of people sick to death of him from his own party, and what he calls them are the extremist branch, the extremists. In fact, they're old-fashioned nationalists. But he thinks that his party, in fact, if he went to the polls, he would be challenged by, from within his own party, by the so-called extremists. And he doesn't want necessarily an election right now. He wants to neutralize the opposition within the Likud to his rule. Now, this, as I said, again, Netanyahu is not working for the people of Israel, and I'm not going to go and prove it today, but within his own party, that's what a lot of people think. So what you've got is Kadima, which is really a washed-up party. Even though it was the party of Ariel Sharon, it was the party that evacuated Northern Samaria and the Gaza Strip. And over time, from its beginnings as the right-wing party of Ariel Sharon, well, they become an extremely left-wing party. And the new ruler, his name is Shlomo Mofaz. I guess you may hear about him, maybe not. He had no choice. His party was a dead duck. So he agreed, supposedly there were conditions. We're going to make Lakato Dima serve in the army, and we're going to fix the electoral system and all this baloney. That's just words and meaningless stuff. They got almost nothing for joining the government. Now, what you've got is a plan. The plan is that Netanyahu will announce amnesty for Kadima and readmit them to the Likud. Therefore, he can balance the so-called extremists. They're actually the nationalists, is a much better term, with centrists, and as a matter of fact, with a whole bunch of leftists. And that will get rid of all this complaining about Migron and all these challenges to the Supreme Court. You have to understand what you were describing before, one little symbol on the Supreme Court building. It doesn't begin to tell the story of the building or the justices that serve on the Supreme Court. The building has got let's put it this way. Go in the building, you'll climb 30 steps, you'll reach a landing, and then there's three more steps to enlightenment. They've got obelisks. Unfortunately, for prejudicial anti-Semites who use this information wrongly, they got a plaque to the Rothschild family of France that provided the money to put up this Supreme Court building. If you had a country, you don't want your laws coming out of the Supreme Court.
Especially when they got Masonic symbols all over it, including the glorified eye on the back of the dollar bills on the roof of the building. Is that right?
Well, they've got obelisks. I mean, they've got the worst.
You're suggesting that there is an occult influence in the Supreme Court there in Israel.
Oh, sure.
All right, fine.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sure. That goes without saying. I mean, this is not just an anti-Jewish Supreme Court. They are extreme left-wing. And whenever the government passes a law, if they don't like it, they strike it out. They nullify it. They override it. They get rid of it. Now, you've got people in the Likud who are saying enough is enough. We're going to pass a law legalizing Migron, and, well, all I can say is if they pass that law, the Supreme Court will override it. It's a hopeless situation. What you've got right now is the situation where Kadima, which, by the way, I sent you an article. I had to do it. I just felt you had to read this. It summed everything up in just one paragraph where Shlomo Mofaz, well, what he said is he will oppose any legalization of Migron, and it is the duty of his party to accept the Supreme Court as the ultimate lawmaker in Israel. I sent that to you, and I think it made a bit of an impression.
Yes, it did. It was very, very straightforward. And the idea that certainly the Supreme Court is the law in Israel. It has nothing to do with what the people want, the elected representatives of the people, what the Knesset wants. It is the Supreme Court that rules Israel with an iron fist, is basically the impression I got from that article.
You got it right. Now, this is good. I practiced with you last week. It's really good. I actually sorted out this issue a lot better than, it's a very, very complicated issue. But that's what's going on in Israel. No matter what you read, you've got the commentators, Jewish, Christian, know-it-alls. They're going to tell you what's going on in the government of Israel. This is what's really going on. There's going to be a constitutional battle if that the Supreme Court somehow loses and Israel has a government, after this battle, but it's coming up. There, I summarized it.
All right, very good. And I can understand that, and I think I hope our audience can as well. Go right
ahead. Believe you me, when I say this, it was not an easy thing to summarize.
Right.
But that's what's going on. Israel's got a new government. Its purpose is not necessarily to save Migron, although that's what the Likud so-called extremists are saying. Its purpose is to get rid of the Supreme Court and it calls it judicial review. Just put an end to that. Now, I don't think they've got the Kishka's Yiddish phrase to stand up to the Supreme Court. Nonetheless, look for that coming up. There. That's it. Done.
All right, fine. Well, but we still got about 45 minutes.
So I got lots and lots.
Okay, fine. So basically, of course, the thing is that you call them extremists. I don't think they're extremists. I think they're Jewish patriots who want to limit this court that's out of control, that is basically deeply involved with the occult. Go ahead.
Well, you don't have to convince me of that. But look, also Likud, and I've got some good personal stories, I think. Look, someone named Gidon Ezra died this week. Lung cancer, 74. Like me, he smoked way too much. But the epithet that came out for Gidon Ezra from within the Likud, I knew Gidon Ezra. I actually knew him decently well in a way. We spoke on the same dais twice. Now, let me again simplify this. One of the meetings I was invited to address was the Likud Central Cultural Committee convention. It was in Nahariya. Now, sitting on the dais was Gidon Ezra. Now, I'm going to tell you, when he walked off the platform in front of my eyes, when I prove that Peres organized the Rabin murder is what I proved, and he walked right off the platform, which caused quite a reaction from this Likud committee I was addressing. I'll let the music in and go on.
All right, fine. Well, good. Mary, of course, she had written a book on the assassination of Rabin, and because she believes it's a government operation, and certainly it's convinced an awful lot of people in Israel that that's what happened.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Brothers, they were two brothers over in Israel who were set up on a phony charge and sent to prison for 16 years for having rifles that were obviously planted on them. And of course, this Ezra, this head of the Shabbat, was
deputy head
was obviously part and parcel of this effort to send them to prison. Why did he want to send innocent people to prison?
Well, why? Again, the fact that they happen to be Yemenites, and the upcoming murder of Rabin was also going to be a Yemenite. You know, they plot, and these poor Yemenites, this has been going on since the founding of Israel, what has been done to the Yemenite people. I'm not going to dive into that. One of these days I'll return to that. But they have been picked on beyond belief. They've been experimented on. Their children have been kidnapped. You're asking a reasonable question. I asked a broader question. Why is it always Yemenites who become the butt of the government when they're trying to pull off some sort of plot? But I came to this meeting with the police ballistics report. I had the weapons in the hands of the police the night before they were found in the car driven by the Kalani brothers, which just happened to be owned by a Shabak agent named Eve Kibi. And I said to Ezra, I can prove the Kalani brothers were set up. And Ezra answers something incredible. He says, Zibarur, he said, that's clear. And then he stopped himself. And now, you can draw whatever conclusion you want, but the audience of over 300 had no trouble doing so. The conclusion is that Ezra knew the Kalani brothers were set up and maybe he played a role in it.
Well, isn't there a friction between the Sephardic Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews in Israel today? Is that the reason why they picked on the Yemeni children, the Yemeni adults?
Oh, this goes back all the way to the founding of the state.
Right. And I think it's important people understand that there is this division within Israel, and the Sephardics have always been mistreated by the.
No one as bad as the Yemenites. They had 4,500 of their children kidnapped. Parents were told they died in the hospital. Not a grave was ever found. Look, this is a very ugly story, and one of these days I can go at it in depth, but there is no question that the Rabin murder, being a Yemenite, was probably not a complete coincidence. I'll tell you why he did it shortly. It's also another good story where I'm involved. I'm starting to get nostalgic from Israeli frustration, but at a pretty high level. You know, when Gideon Ezra died this week, I have plenty of stories of Gideon Ezra. Now, look, I'm just going to add two more so you understand. Gideon Ezra eventually became the internal security minister, Israel's internal security minister. Again, once it's all surrounding, in this case, it's the Gaza so-called pullout, the bulldozing of Gush Katif. Now, there was a petition. It was begun by someone named Wallerstein, Yehuda Wallerstein. He was the co-head of the Yesha Council, the Council of the Communities of Judea and Samaria. And what this petition was, I wrote. I said, guys, this is a setup. Don't sign it. Anyone from abroad who signs this petition will not get into Israel. He'll be turned away. And this pretty well stopped the petition at around 1,700. People listened to me in those days for one reason or another. But Internal Security Minister Gideon Ezra announced that his policy will not be to turn such protesters away. He announced that, and I took credit for him having to announce that, but many, many were turned back at the airport.
All right, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with the Barry Shavitz, but you have to understand that there really are some wonderful people in the government, but there's some very evil and easy people over there, and this fellow that Barry is describing is certainly somebody who is not, in my estimation, a Jewish patriot at all, but interested in disrupting the survival and endangering the survival of Israel as a nation.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com.
or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Right and left, certainly Sharon was killed, and
Sharon was killed?
No. Basically, Rabin was killed. Sharon was probably poisoned. He's still incapacitated, isn't he?
He's waiting for a brain transplant.
Right, okay, fine. So, but go right ahead with the story.
There are no donors so far.
Right.
Look, what you've got, I'm going to tell you, I've had this question asked about Yigal Amir, the patsy, okay, the murderer of Rabin. Not everyone says that in Israel, but nonetheless, he was a patsy. And I proved it. And again, my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, if nothing else happens to me in my life, I got it to be at the top of the Israeli book charts for a while. And, well, it actually made whatever flimsy career I have today, it was because of Rabin. Now, I get asked over and over again, why would Amir agree to admit to shooting Rabin if he didn't have him? What would make him be a patsy, in short? Now, for a while there, I said the usual thing. You hear this all the time from conspiratorial theorists that it was brainwashing and the usual stuff. That's not what it was at all. And I found out from two sources, but this is I found out from an attorney who was getting drunk before he'd speak to me. This was in the old city of Jerusalem. I had a table outside selling my books. That's what I did in Israel. Whenever there was a gathering, I would take my table in the car, put the books on, and make kind of a living. I sold a lot of books that way. He came up to me. Now, inside, by the way, was a big party. I forget the occasion. It might have been Jerusalem Day. Whatever it was, there was a big party with a bar inside. And he came up to me, and he says to me, I just want you to know that I've seen Amir's police files. And you haven't seen them. They're buried so deep, no way you've seen them. So I asked him, you know, what's in them? He says, you won't understand. He says very bad things before he became political. He used the term joined IL. I don't want to explain that right now. Bad things before he worked with Raviv. I don't want to explain who Avishai Raviv was. But these were, they organized a lot of bad stuff for Israel, a lot of bad stuff for the settlers. And I said, what kind of bad things? And he didn't want to say anything. He says, you know, the Shabak are devoting a lot of manpower to making the Rabin murder go away. And the government is helping them in any way it possibly can. It doesn't matter which party, they want Rabin to go away. They know that if the story comes out, the real thing,
the whole country's future is going to be affected.
And it basically occurs to the fact that Rabin was assassinated by some sort of a government conspiracy. It's like Jack Kennedy, you know, that basically they have to convince us, they're still trying to convince us that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone gunman and that Jack Ruby just decided to go in and shoot Lee Harvey Oswald so that he could never appear in court. And it's a beautiful story, but it's not
Lee Harvey Oswald, he was dead. He was dead by the morning.
Lee Harvey Oswald was killed by Jack Ruby.
Right.
Right. And so basically, they cannot let the American people know the truth anymore. Over in Israel, they let the people understand that Rabin was assassinated, but not the way they were told. He was not, Amir was simply the patsy. He was the Lee Harvey Oswald of the Rabin assassination. Go ahead.
Well, look, the guy told me stuff. Again, I wrote this, and it came true. He says this assassin is getting a lot of privileges. Now he's in solitary forever because they're afraid he'll open his mouth. But after three, he says something's going to happen in 3 years. They're cooking something up right now. What happened within 3 years is he got married and had a kid, which if you murder the prime minister, it's not a privilege you're supposed to get. And so he was right about that. And I said to him, but I didn't know that at the time. Remember, it's in Jerusalem, in the old city. I'm selling books. This lawyer is young lawyer. I'll give you a hint. He's not so young anymore. Well, I said to him, I'm not following what you're saying. And he says to me, he was caught doing really, really terrible crimes. Crimes that could have landed him in prison for 30 years. They were so bad, it was worth it for him to make a deal. He says that he did whatever they told him to. And this is in my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? All the things he did. I'm not going to dive into that now, but I said to the guy, enough of the hints. You got to tell me what you saw in the police files. And he says, lo yachol. He says, I can't do it. So he disappears into the building and the party and the celebration. And he made a stop or two at the bar. So he came back really, really drunk. And he says, look, but he came back. I was very surprised. I thought I'd never see him again. And I said to him, listen, I can do something about it, but you got to tell me what you saw. And slurred speech, but he was alert. He said, when Amir was in Golani, he committed these acts on the base, and he wasn't alone. He had a little gang going. He says he was caught. There was an investigation with the police. It turns out that Yigal Amir was a pedophile rapist, in the army and off. And the guy says to me, I've seen the police files on him. He did terrible things to small boys, and the police closed his files. And I said, why would they close his files? He says, because the Shabak ordered them closed. No matter what the Shabak tells Amir to do, it was still better than what would happen to him and his family if he got sent to prison for being a pedophile rapist. That's how you get a patsy. It's someone who does something so abhorrent that it's better to keep him outside doing pretending to kill Rabin to a Yemenite, a traditional, a religious Yemenite, the damage that would have been done to his family. Oh, let alone himself. He wouldn't have survived a day in prison. They don't like pedophile rapists in prison, but nonetheless to his family, all told, he was forced, well, you have a choice. Do what we tell you. Take a gun to, well, it's now Rabin Square, Kings of Israel Square, and there'll be blanks in there, and you'll shoot them, and that's that. And you'll sit for attempted murder. You'll get 10 years. Better than 30 as a rapist. And believe it or not, when they've got this over you, and you don't want to be humiliated, well, it works. Now, they do worse stuff if you don't cooperate. One of Yigal Amir's brothers was killed in the army in a most mysterious way when Amir started opening his mouth a bit about Rabin. But I don't want to dive into that. One of these days, just ask me, and I'll tell you the whole story. But what you're talking about with Yigal Amir was the guy who thought he was going to shoot blanks. And for some reason, and he did shoot blanks. And we've got the films, and we, listen, I've got the film of the murder, and I've shown it 400 times in lectures. After Amir shoots, Rabin just keeps walking. He doesn't fall down. He's supposed to have a spinal wound, according to the hospital. They screwed Yigal Amir. He ended up being the assassin of the prime minister. And as the lawyer told me, they let him get married. And boy, that woman was working for the Shabak big, big, big time. She followed me whenever I showed up to present my findings. There she would be. She was set up to marry Yigal Amir through someone named Avigdor Eskin. I won't go into the depths of this, but he sued me to shut my mouth up, and the courts backed him, which was ridiculous. I had I had such a headache in my life between the courts and between the Shabak agents who were pretending to be right-wingers, and they were trying their best to keep me, well, they were going to prove that I was libeling and slandering them, but the fact is, to this very day, I was not libeling. Amir did get married. He did have a kid. The marriage was, the matchmaker was Avigdor Eskin. Essentially, what the guy told me came through.
Okay, fine. So that was sort of to placate him. He's in prison. He's been convicted of the murder of the prime minister. He's not going to get out, but at least he can have sex with this woman and can have a child with this woman. That's his reward for keeping quiet. Would that be what you're saying?
Better than nothing.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. He cut a deal. He would shut his mouth if he had a woman and he had a marriage, and he got all that stuff, which, again, the Israeli people were furious, supposedly, those who believe he killed Rabin, that he was given these privileges, but he got them within a few years. Look, another one in the Rabin murder was in the news this week. And again, boy, I'm going to write about this. Yehuda Hiss was the state pathologist, the coroner. And he was the one who falsified, the facts behind the Rabin assassination. He was the one who falsified the evidence. He's the only one that said Rabin was shot from a yard away, and I'm not going to do the evidence right now. He falsified everything. He was the only voice working for the government. And for some reason, I mean, this guy over the years has been caught doing incredible things with body parts. He's the head of the, well, it's called the Abu Kabir Institute for Forensic Science or whatever it's called. He's the head of it. And he's the one who determines the cause of death. And believe me, coroners can be very, very crooked. Now, Yehuda Hiss, a man they're calling Dennis, all right? I guess it's a cover name, but he has been sitting in prison for almost two decades for murdering his three-month-old son, which he's denied. It turns out that his, he denied having any forensic evidence that would clear his name, but it turns out, he took tissues, he took all kinds of samples, which would have proven that Dennis didn't kill his son, and he burned them. And it was found out that he just threw them out, and now there's a new law in Israel because of Dennis and Yehuda Hiss that, it's called the Rest with Dignity program, that now families of victims, victims from whom tissue was taken, they now have time to find out about the tissue and maybe even have it examined privately. This just passed right now on May 20th. Now, look, as for Yehuda Hiss, the big story, the one that got me famous in Scotland, I was front page in the Scotsman. A Scottish, his name was Alistair Sinclair. He went to Israel, and he supposedly died at the airport there. Now, Sinclair, you have to know that Sinclair is the Scottish name for St. Clair, that they've got a cathedral in Scotland. It's the headquarters of the Scottish Rite Masonic Order. It's not Roswell. What am I thinking about? It's slipping me. My memory isn't what it used to be. But nonetheless, the body was examined by Yehuda Hiss and then returned to Scotland, where unfortunately for Yehuda Hiss, it was opened up and the heart was missing. Now this, and by the way, the Scotsman called it an occult murder. The Sinclairs, can you help me out with the Scottish chapel that is the headquarters of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry movement? I'm thinking Roswell, and I'm very wrong. Do you know the name?
No, I really don't offhand. Maybe somebody out the audience does. It sounds familiar, but I'm not going to comment. I'm going to be that unidentifiable source.
Oh, I'm
glad
sorry.
To be quoted and said he had no comment.
Next time I'm going to just look up the whole thing.
Okay.
My memory, I lost 20% of my brain during this recent medical problem. They took a scan of my brain, and I lost 20% of the cells. On little things like this, it shows. But neither here nor there, what happened is that Sinclair's body was opened up in Scotland, and the heart was missing.
Right.
Now, they turned to the Israelis, and the Israelis turned to Hiss, and they want to know, why was Alistair Sinclair's heart missing? How come you didn't return the body with a heart? So Hiss put a heart in a package, sent it to Scotland, and it was about two sizes too small to have into Alistair Sinclair's cavity.
Okay, basically my wife called in and said it's Roslyn Chapel, so you're right. Roslyn Chapel. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, if you're interested in getting various material, you go to lulu.com and just type in Shamish. If you want to get his book on the assassination of Esau Rabin, you just that's the title of the book. He says you get it in black and white. It's much cheaper that way. But Barry has done some of the fundamental research work through the years about the corruption of the Israeli government. And as we simply have pointed out, and as he's pointed out, it's not that the Israeli government runs the United States. What you have to understand is that certainly Netanyahu has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's totally subservient to Henry Kissinger and the other people in America's government. And the people in Israel do what they're told to do, or they end up like William Cooper we talked about during the last hour. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you can help certainly us, we'll appreciate it. If you'd like to help Barry, if you go to his website, of course, you'll find references to PayPal, and he certainly needs help as well. In fact, certainly most of us here on the front lines do need help, but Barry is doing a great job of exposing the corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government and helps us better to understand what's going on today instead of falling under the influence of the anti-Semites who want you to make you think that it's the Zionists who are behind everything, and they're not. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they're not the dominant form any more than certainly the Council on Foreign Relations is the only part and parcel of this brotherhood of covert organizations that's running things. They all have important parts to play. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, the dark secret. You need to hear my talk on the Dangerous Deception, which includes my interview with Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, we interviewed Norman. They were the only committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation. And what did they find? Why, they found that they were financing communism and socialism throughout the world. the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations were financing socialism and communism and Marxism throughout the world. Then, of course, you'll hear on this dangerous deception my analysis of what's really going on and what I've learned over the last 50 years, so you don't have to make all the mistakes that I've made. It'll short-circuit you and bring you right up to date. And, of course, if you want to listen to our programs, you can listen to them on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, certainly 4 hours a day. And then, of course, you can hear our Saturday programs that are posted there. And then encourage others to listen. Understand that most people have no idea what's going on. There really are groups of people who want to destroy Christian civilization, want to destroy the Jewish religion, and bring about a one-world government under the control of a Luciferian elite. And they work through all sorts of organizations, Skull and Bones and the Family. They run the work through the Bohemian Grove. They work through the Masons. Of course, they work through the Theosophists. They work through the Rosicrucians. This is not imaginary. It's real. And they have a web of subversion all throughout the world. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex.